Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Yeah, I slimmed down a little bit. It's kind of by design, but it was, I kind of looked at the past, kind of looked at some of my better seasons, and I was a little bit lighter in those years. So decided to get around a little bit lower of a weight, I've been feeling moving pretty well at it. So we'll kind of see how it wiggles around with training camp. I've really been taking advantage of Sarah, our new nutritionist, I think her title is. But I've been really trying to lean on the resources that the Ravens offer and do things kind of the right way instead of my usual, which is just like don't eat, which is just not the best route. So really been trying to slim up a little bit and then just kind of go with kind of the plan that she's put out for me. I'm around the 190. I came in 195. I've been playing the past couple seasons probably around 200 or so. So it's basically ever since I tore my pec as I hit, I think, around like 25, I got my grown man weight on me and it just never went off. So I just stuck with it. But it's a young man's game, so I decided to get a little lower.
Throughout your career, you've been able to be inside, outside, be very versatile. Watching Kyle Hamilton, the way he come in. Be able to do that as well. Do you mentor him in that
fast
of the game?
I wish I could say that, but Kyle is he's a man of his own. But how he's able to go from safety to nickel to bounce, really play wherever. You know, I always tell people I think if it had to be, Kyle could play every position on the defense except nose guard because he just can't put on as much weight as Michael Pierce. But I think with his ability to move around, my ability to move around, it'll work really well for this secondary that you can get me, be Steve, Nate on the field all at the same time. Brandon's played inside in the past. He's played safety at the past. So I think with just what Nate's already shown and if he continues to keep building those days, it'll be just a lot of plays being made for this secondary with Eddie included. There'll be so many different packages. So and teams just won't know what we're doing, who's playing what. Anybody can line up anywhere. And that's kind of the exciting thing about being in this secondary. It's just, you know, we just got to keep working day by day. Coach Chris always says, and I don't even know if this is true. I'm assuming it's true. He says some guy came up with a cotton gin, and he made one that you can move all the pieces they can put wherever, and he uses that as an analogy of our secondary. I don't know who that guy is, but long story short, it's basically to say learn every position so in a game the best six DBs can play. You don't ever want to be in a position where you got a guy that should be playing, but he can only play one position. So that's the biggest thing that I think we'll see a lot from this secondary just because, you know, EDC and the scouting department has put the star players all – we have enough depth to be able to do that.
You mentioned Eddie. What has he brought to the group these past couple days since arriving here?
It seems like we've got a really Florida team, so he's really fit right in. It kind of seemed like he didn't really need to make any new friends, honestly, which was rare, but – you know, I loved Eddie when I played with him at Alabama. Obviously, he's a ball hawk. Already had a pick six, I think, yesterday. So what he's going to bring to the team is, you know, kind of filling in that role that Geno played last year where he was able to be very successful and then different other pieces he can do. So he was definitely a piece we needed to kind of – we kind of got that depth in the corner position in the draft, and we just kind of needed that one more safety. And a couple other additions that I'm sure we'll probably add. You know, we always love a late – in a camp signing, so probably, I'm sure there's more pieces to come, but I love the team we got, I love the guys we got. I think if we could start the season right now, we'd be good to go, but if they feel we need to add guys, it's never a bad thing. No, there hasn't been. That's something I've always seen myself doing, though. That's just kind of – now, how I kind of envision my career, honestly, is kind of coming in the league was not how it should be. Always had this weird thing that I wanted to play for, like, six teams. And then I realized that's not cool at all to play for a lot of teams. So But safety is something that I still think I'd end up doing one of these years. So there hasn't been any talks of that, but I know there's definitely been talks of me or B. Steve bumping in at nickel. You know, just like I said, just to be able to where we can bump, move around in any way. Yeah, man, it's last year was it was a unique year. It was a lot of firsts, I would say. It was mentally, you know, I always felt, I don't know, I'm a mental guy, so I always go into any game thinking I'm ready to go. I mean, the first game I sprinted one time before I played in the first game on that Friday. So it was a lot of things of every time I felt like I was pretty healthy, it seemed like I got hurt the next game. So, but you know, not really making, you know, the excuses, but it's basically what I've tried to do this offseason is to prepare a little better for even when you're hurt, getting whatever's, you know, you got to prepare for the worst. So even if your leg is hurt, what can you do to still get mental reps? And also just breathing as much as you can, doing anything with your arms, getting whatever you can. I think that's kind of was some of the things I regret last year is attacking the rehab, but also what can you do to stay in it for when you're ready to go. So that was probably one of the things I was trying to had certain injuries where you needed rest, and I think I overtook some of the rest time and then just thought I could just playing the game Sunday and be my usual self. So that's probably some of the things I regret. But mainly, you know, it's such a long season. I wasn't really used to being hurt a lot, you know. So it was just something I wasn't used to. I know a lot of guys going to games hurt every single game. I've done that a ton in my past as well. But last year just was a little different for me. But I'm kind of ready for whatever this year.
You mentioned playing at nickel.
Yeah, I like playing nickel. I like hitting people, and you can get pretty aggressive at corner, but you just can't get too aggressive. So playing nickel is the first time I ever played nickel, it was with Wink, and I think we had our first two games, it was a top receiver at nickel. I mean, at a slot receiver, and he was like, why don't you just match up and follow the guy in there? I wasn't very comfortable with it. I didn't really want to do it, but I was just a team guy, so I went with it. And then I really kind of started enjoying it. You know, I made my first two Pro Bowls kind of predominantly playing inside there. So it's a place I'm comfortable in. You know, whichever way it goes, whatever week the game plan is, I know Kyle's a Swiss Army knife, so what he can do with nickel and safety and everything is whatever. So I'm kind of down for whatever.
All right, thank you.